going on with the computers at the office. And we said, did you notice the rainbow? And Esther said, no, what do you think's going on with the computers at the office? Jerry said, the hills are more beautiful than I ever remember seeing them. And Esther said, I need to make a phone call. We understand that when something is happening, it feels like it deserves your undivided attention. But we are here to tell you that when you have given your undivided attention to an issue, you cannot let in the solution. You've got to find some way of getting your attention away from whatever it is that is bothering you. So you say, well, Abraham, my problem is not a computer that isn't working. My problem is something is wrong with my body. And it's harder for me to change the subject because I take my body nearly everywhere I go. I have awareness of my body. And we say, we know you do. But if you could find some way of either looking at aspects that are not uncomfortable or finding some other subject and doggedly focusing upon it, every issue without exception will right itself, because you cannot have an issue without a desire for a solution being born within you. And you cannot have a desire for a solution be born within you without exuding it to the boundaries of the universe. And you cannot put forth a vibrational request like that without Source hearing it, and no request ever goes unanswered. Are you hearing what we are saying to you? Everything that you want is understood and answered. And if it's not happening to you, if the money isn't coming, if the lover isn't coming, if things aren't straightening themselves out, if things aren't getting better, if things are not going well for you, it is only for one reason. It is only ever for one reason, and it is always the same reason. You've got some issue that's bothering you that you are determined to talk about because your mother taught you when you were very small that if you hammered at it long enough, you could justify your existence, and in doing so, someone would help you. And we are wanting to say to you, that is not how it works. That's how you escalate what you do not want. So how did you come to the place? It really does not matter, but it's worth addressing briefly. How did you come to the place where you feel that you must defend or justify where you are? We think you're giving way, way, way too much attention to the reality of now, since the reality of now is something that is moving so quickly. There it went again. 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 You cannot hold yourself in time. You cannot hold yourself in this place called now. So since you cannot hold yourself in the place of now, why give so much attention to the things that are happening now? Because all that does is hold you in a vibration that makes the things that are happening now happen in the next moment and happen in the next moment. And we think that's why you think reality is so important, because you have this, what we call glorious, sometimes you call it confounding, although you know deep down that it is glorious. You have this glorious continuum of time, this glorious, seamless moving from now to later. You hardly even know it's happening. In fact, it's so seamless you think it's all about now. And that's because all of your power is now, all of your perceiving is now, all of your offering of your vibration of now is now. It's all happening right now, but in this now where it is happening, what you're focused upon is causing your vibration right now. So now you could be focused upon past, you could be focused upon now. Glorious, beautiful flowers everywhere you look. You could be focused upon now, you could be focused upon what is coming. You could be focused upon something that happened, or something that you hope to happen, or something that is happening. You could be looking in around the perimeter of the very close space you are standing in, or you could be mentally visualizing some other space. You are unlimited in the past, present, or future in which you gaze, but your vibration is dependent upon whatever it is that you are doing. In other words, if you are gazing at an issue that bothers you, then your now and future is affected by it, because you are developing patterns of vibration that are not letting in the fullness of the well-being that you want so much and that you deserve so much. So, as we are moving forward here today, it is our desire to assist you in really coming to your own personal conclusion that nothing is more important than that you feel good.